Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1 Journey there. Arguably the greatest sing-along song in rock and roll history, Kennedy.
It's up there.
So on Friday morning, very early, we got a phone call from Steve Perry. We were kind of curious what he had been up to. And as we were waiting to connect with him, Kennedy was telling the story about being at the show at Fenway.
Yeah, I was dancing alone and asking everyone else to stand up with me.
Which they weren't doing.
No.
And that bothered you a great deal.
A little bit.
And then Steve Perry comes on.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. Who is this?
This is Steve Perry. Who's this?
This is Carson and Kennedy in Boston. How are you, Steve?
Well, hi there. Now, who was the lady I was here talking about a second ago about standing up in the bleachers for one of her favorite songs?
That was me.
And that was you?
Yeah, hi, I'm Kennedy.
Hi, Kennedy. What was the song? Do you remember?
I can't remember now, but it was one of the slower ones and nobody stood up. And I'm like, what is wrong with you people? So I'm dancing, I'm turning around, like doing the whole, you know, spoken word, like inspirational dance, and nobody's standing up. And I was like, you're all awful humans.
Sometimes you need to sit down for a beer. Bands understand that,
yeah,
Kennedy.
You do that when they play something that is not your favorite. But it was just like, I don't know.
Why don't you people love my favorite song?
I had a moment.
Oh, my gosh.
She's having one right now. Steve, you don't see this.
Yeah, she's crying.
She's literally crying right
she's
now.
She's crying. Yeah, by the way, that is Salt, too, who is also in the studio with us, Steve. We are so glad to hear from you. The new album is Traces. The new song is No Erasin'.
Yeah.
So I want to start with this question, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell have you been? Why have you not been recording and releasing music for the past 2 decades?
That's the best intro I've had so far all day, to be honest with you. Where the hell have you been? Well, that's a good story. How much time do we have?
Time as you want.
How do I pack 30 years or more into like a few minutes here? Well, you know, the band really worked really hard, as you know, and I was really concerned that my love for music was going away. I could feel my passion for it start to wane, and it had saved my life as a child when I was 5, 6 years old. When my parents split up, I discovered music, and I would move into music and listen to it constantly as a fantasy landscape that I could just escape into. Well, that started to go away, and I was worried about that. And the more we worked, the more we continued, and we were still selling big venues, mm-hmm. the more I figured there's only one thing for me to do, which was the most unpopular thing. There was no way to do it, which was just to stop, and I did.
I have a quick question, if I may.
You
wrote this letter that we received, and in the beginning you sort of talked about how you left, that your love of music had left you, and that you feel that you needed to step aside. And then regarding this new record, you said, these songs are special to me, and I respectfully ask that you please listen to them, and whatever they make you feel, I thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Is it a scary thing to walk back after being gone for so long and open yourself up with these songs that clearly mean so much to you?
That's also a really good question. It is a bit scary. I didn't leave because I had no reason to leave. I had a lot of reasons I needed to walk. So putting my toes back in the water is a mixed emotional thing.
Yeah.
I think that the commitment to the music that finally came back to my heart, that I thought I'd never feel again, meaning writing new music and wanting to sing it, wanting to record it, building my studio, getting my engineer Tom to come in, and we started recording incredible musicians on my music that I had written with people and by myself. That whole process rejuvenated me.
It's Carson and Kennedy. We're talking to Steve Perry, the new album Traces.
Steve, what do you have against the letter G? Because you always throw these apostrophes at the end and you just hate the letter G.
Love,
I don't know what it is.
That's a good note. Fair question.
Yeah.
Fair question. I had this conversation with my manager when we were putting together the lyric sheets on the record, and she was telling me, you know, this is grammatically, you know, incorrect. And I said, I know that, but I've always liked to write it the way I sing it. I don't say, you know,
loving, no touching,
erasing,
squeezing,
no erasing,
no erasing.
Don't you stop believing.
It's funny, Steve. This morning I was joking around in the studio and we were talking about when we were listening to the song, and I said that exact same thing. I said, because it's not like you sing it like no erasing.
Yeah, right? No erasing. No, no.
Yeah, hard G is hard to sing. Yeah.
Okay, No Erasin' right. is the song. God. Traces is the album from Steve Perry. You know, I can tell you as a fan, I know Kennedy is. You mm-hmm. know, I'm a kid of the 80s. I graduated high school in 1987. I had 3 cassette tapes, yeah. and one of the cassette tapes was nothing but Journey songs. songs.
You're damn right.
And it just really made such an impact on the reason that I got into the industry where I did, because mm-hmm. I loved your storytelling. I mean, those albums that you were putting out were just such a life changer and spoke to who I was when I was a child.
And Separate Ways is my go-to at karaoke, and it right. kills every time.
Yeah. So please, I know
every time, Steve.
I know you're thinking about it and you're working on it, but trust me when I say this, if you go out on tour, the fans yeah. are going to be there.
We're
and you're
here.
Going to feel the love even
We're
more.
Hungry.
If I do, then you've got to come out to the show in Boston.
Absolutely.
Well, just come to Boston. You can come here anytime you want.
Mm. Okay, that would be great. Right. I'll come to the station.
It's, Don't threaten me with a good time.
It's coming soon. Traces from Steve Perry, the new song, Noah Rasin, which again you can find right now on Kennedy's Facebook page. It was so good to finally meet you and speak
I'm
with you,
serious.
Steve.
Thank you for this time.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much for your time and thanks for your support. Bye-bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.